So Oaxaca in southern Mexico continues to recover from two strong quakes, and that has an impact on migration patterns, too, because many Central American migrants travel through southern Mexico. And as Levi Bridges reports from Oaxaca, damage from one of those September quakes has complicated their journey.
The most popular spot at this migrant shelter in the city of Ixtepec is a checkers board. Migrants from Central America crowd around a square piece of plywood, moving plastic bottle caps over squares painted with blue and red nail polish. The competition is tense.
Mentira, ahorita perdió. Ahorita le gané. Joel le ganó.
Come on, man.
Joel Alvarez, a 27-year-old from Honduras, wins this match. The games are a fun distraction from long, boring days. Most migrants standing here fled violent gangs back home. Alvarez took out a small loan to start a furniture business in Honduras. Then a local gang saw an opportunity.
Puro extorsión.
Alvarez says gang members tried to extort him. They asked for about $1,300 a month, more than three times what he actually earned.
Jamás les iba a cumplir, era imposible.
It was impossible to pay them, Alvarez says. They gave him 24 hours to flee the country. Or, he says, they would have killed him. I met Alvarez just before the 8.1 magnitude earthquake that devastated Oaxaca in September. Life here was hard enough already. I visited the shelter again to see how Alvarez and his friends are doing now. This shelter isn't just a place to sleep. Staff members here help migrants get legal immigration status in Mexico. Many migrants are victims of robbery or assault in Mexico, crimes that give them the right to apply for humanitarian visas to stay. But after the earthquake, many state agencies shut down and still aren't operating at full capacity, making it impossible to apply for a visa. Things are starting to get back to normal, but so far, the men and women here have essentially been stuck. Now they may have to wait months to receive legal status. On a recent afternoon, Alvarez helps move beds out of a dormitory badly damaged by the earthquake. Migrants now sleep outside under large plastic tents that make a loud crackling sound when they blow in the wind at night. Standing here, Angel Flores of El Salvador recalls the night the earthquake hit.
This building was shaking a lot, man, so strongly.
Flores also fled insecurity back home. He says the earthquake sounded like La Bestia, the beast, the freight train that migrants ride across Mexico.
I don't know if you have listened to the train when it starts.
Yeah, with the train sound.
The same thing was happening, but inside the land. So it was like...
Every couple days, the train Flores is talking about rumbles past the shelter. Migrants used to ride on top of the boxcars, but today, the train tops are empty. Mexican authorities now patrol the railroad as part of an immigration crackdown supported with U.S. funding. Instead of taking the train here, migrants now walk, sometimes for weeks, leaving them more exposed and vulnerable to assaults. And this shelter, once a well-known place to seek refuge, is now cordoned off with yellow caution tape. All of the buildings are too damaged to enter. Today, volunteers do intakes with new arrivals under a tent outside the office. 27-year-old Felipe Gonzalez, a volunteer from La Porte, Indiana, says maintaining the shelter's basic operations has been a struggle.
Either we have a lot of migrants that are coming in, or everything starts shaking again.
And as Gonzalez and I talk, case in point.
Whoa.
There's a huge tremor that went through that building up there.
Yeah. See? This is what happens, like, on a daily basis. And we just don't know if it's going to be a big one or if it's going to be a small one. But, yeah.
Yeah, that was a big one. Every time one comes, my heart starts beating.
Aftershocks like these have been going on for more than a month now. A constant reminder of the biggest earthquake to strike Mexico in a century. There is some good news. Many migrants have found work. They're rebuilding houses damaged by the earthquakes. As night falls, migrants return to the shelter after work. Some sleep under makeshift tents. The others find space on the ground. Joel Alvarez, the man from Honduras, says the hardest thing is being separated from his 3-year-old daughter.
Yo prefiero que mi hija tenga un padre lejos y no un padre muerto.
I'd prefer that my daughter have a father who's far away than one who's dead, Alvarez says. Because for most migrants here, going to sleep in a disaster zone in Mexico is a much safer option than staying with family in Central America. For The World, Levi Bridges, Ixtepec, Mexico.